As we are driving and pull out in front of him and he hits us, totaling our car. True story, by the way. Or we fail to see the answers on a test. And today, people fail to see the incarnation of Christ, the incarnate Son of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they crucified him. His close followers ran away, and even one denied and another one betrayed. It's kind of a somber feeling as we started this Mass with great joy, and now our Lord is in the tomb. We have to remember our Lord loved us very dearly and wanted us to remember this, because there's times in our life where we fail to see God in others, where we fail to see Jesus in others, and where we even fail to put our faith first. But we need to remember Peter. Our Lord placed his hope and prayed for Peter. Why? Because Peter was about to probably commit the biggest sin ever by denying Jesus three times. And these denials aren't like a nice denial. Oh, I just don't know him. No. They eventually become a curse. And they eventually are to the point where I don't even know this man and he doesn't even exist. Get away from me. And he gives us our hope. That if we can follow Christ, even in our dark times, our Lord gives us that strength to follow him, to walk on water, if you will, and to allow our Lord's love to become part of his of our lives. So let us remember the passion and soon the resurrection of our Lord, and let us put that into our hearts, because that is where our hope lies. When we fail to see our Lord, let us allow ourselves to grow closer to him and allow Christ to become an even more predominantly part of our hearts, part of our lives, and let us no longer see ourselves as failures, but rather people who get up with Christ.